7:34 on this Thursday morning. We're pleased to have with us this morning here in the studio, Stephanie Free, infection preventionist from Baxter Regional Medical Center, and Tobias Pugsley, marketing director at Baxter Regional Medical Center. And you're doing this on Facebook too, aren't you, Tobias?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get started. Stephanie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I bet you've been a busy person lately, haven't you?
I have.
Yesterday, the governor reported the first presumptive case of coronavirus in Arkansas. Stephanie, what does this mean to our community and what do we need to know?
The first thing I want to tell everybody, of course, is not to panic, but we do need to make wise, informed decisions based on reliable resources, which include the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the Arkansas Department of Health. The precautions that we take for this coronavirus are the same precautions that we need to take to prevent any illness, including the flu that we're currently seeing right now, and those include washing your hands, making sure that when we cough either into a tissue or into our elbow. We don't cough or sneeze into our hand. If we do cough or sneeze into a tissue, make sure you dispose of that properly into the trash. Do proper hand hygiene. Make sure that we disinfect surfaces frequently. Keep from touching your face with unclean hands, because if your hands are contaminated, when you reach up and touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth, that's how you're going to get it as well. But like I said, those precautions are things that we should be doing already, and those are the things that we can do to prevent from getting the coronavirus.
What should people do if they suspect they may have the virus?
The first thing we're telling people to do is to stay at home. Of course, unless you need medical attention, do not come to a clinic or healthcare facility. The best thing we can do is to self-isolate at home away from others. And you want to also isolate yourself away from your loved ones. Stay in a separate room and then contact someone at a healthcare facility or a clinic. Let them know your symptoms. They will screen you. And then we will contact the Arkansas Department of Health and take further action from there. But the best thing you can do, of course, is stay at home.
Who decides if a patient should receive the actual test?
At this time, we actually contact the Arkansas Department of Health, and they give us further guidance on the screening. We are not making that decision at this time.
If someone locally does get it, how would it be treated?
There is actually no treatment for coronavirus. It is a virus. It is not a bacteria, so you can't treat it with antibiotics. So we have to just treat the symptoms.
Will Baxter Regional be taking any additional steps to prepare?
We are looking at the CDC guidelines. You know, this is a fluid, ever-evolving situation, so we are looking at the guidelines daily. We are now meeting frequently and making decisions on further precautions that we need to take. We are screening every patient over the phone, everybody that comes into the facility, and, of course, if they meet those criteria, we would put a surgical mask on them and isolate them immediately. That's the best thing we can do, is to identify these patients early and isolate them to prevent further spread.
How's this spread? How close do you have to be someone who's got it?
It is considered droplet, so that is coughing or sneezing in close contact would be 6 feet within another person. It is also spread through contact, so like I'd mentioned earlier, if you're coughing or sneezing and then the hands get contaminated and you touch surfaces, and those surfaces, the virus can live on those for about 9 days. And so if those surfaces don't get cleaned and then someone were to touch those surfaces, it can be spread that way as well. So that's why it's so important to disinfect surfaces frequently and make sure that the cleaners that you're using are effective in killing the coronavirus, and that you pay attention to how long the surface needs to stay wet with that cleaner before it can kill the coronavirus.
Anything else we need to add?
I think that covers it.
You know your stuff, don't you?
I sure try.
Stephanie Free, she is the infection preventionist at Baxter Regional Medical Center. Tobias Pugsley with the marketing director. We'll be talking to you frequently.
Yes, sir.
All right.